Because of the broadcast which follows, the program The Better Half will not be heard tonight. It will be presented over most of these stations next Monday evening at 9:30 Eastern Moore Time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gabriel Heater inviting you on a journey prepared especially for you by WOR's War Services Division and the Mutual Network. 1 year after Pearl Harbor has brought vast and overwhelming change for millions of American homes. Millions of men have gone into uniform and thousands of women are in uniform. More than 500,000 women are holding down war jobs. Vast, overwhelming change rolls across America. We've had casualties and we've avenged many. We've been taken by surprise and we've surprised our enemies. We've been hit and we've struck back. We're a long way from Berlin and Tokyo, but all men realize we are on our way. Meanwhile, everything at home has felt war's end. Gone are the days when you roll up to a garage and say, fill her up. We're using ration books. Gasoline, coffee, sugar, and rubber are priceless. Homes in which meat every day was taken for granted now wonder what will it be like when meat is rationed. Or keeping rooms at wartime temperatures. We're buying bonds and paying higher taxes, and millions who never before filled out an income tax blank will be doing it now. Wartime controls move in on salaries, wages, income, on travel and materials and supplies. And most people realize we'll get even more controls and heavier rationing next year. 1 year after Pearl Harbor is a good day to look in on a changed America and see how well we take it. Find out how other parts of our daily living have changed. In the work we do, in songs we sing, and music we dance to. For war is more than building ships, planes, tanks, and guns. It's more than buying bonds. It's more than giving up. War is going on and accepting it all. For years, many of us watched war roll across Europe, and much of it was almost unreal. People gathering scrap, women giving up housework for building planes, people accepting substitutes. Now it's all come here to us. And you and I wonder how are Mr. and Mrs. John Doe, Americans, responding to it all. Part of our journey tonight is to find out. We're going to crowded places like Times Square. We're going to a quiet village street. We're going out into a cross-section of America to let you see what 1 year of war has meant for us all. The first chapter of our story begins with Keith Perrin.
I'm speaking to you now from a point just north of Times Square. We're broadcasting by means of WOR's shortwave equipment installed in a taxicab. And in a moment, we'll move on down into Times Square proper. You know, after 12 months of war, that's all it is. Just Times Square. No longer can it be called the Great White Way. Gone are the spectacular electric signs which made Broadway an international landmark. They not only have been extinguished for the nightly dim-out, but some have been dismantled and turned in for salvage. The Great White Wave has gone to war.